今天晚上非常高兴介绍我们的一位好朋友在我们中间。
Tonight we're very happy to introduce our friend that is here tonight.
你知道当我想到复兴的祷告的时候，
Whenever I think about the prayer of revival,
我就想到George Otis Jr.
I thought of George Otis.
我想到突破的恩膏的时候，
When I think about the anointing for breakthrough,
我就想到一个人。
I just thought of one person.
Just Pastor David Canastracy.
Pastor David Canastracy.
我想这些年他来到我们教会好多次。
He has come to visit our church many times.
我觉得每一次都带给我们教会一个更新的恩膏。
Every time he comes, he gives us an anointing of renewal.
每一次他来到我们中间，我们教会都有一些突破发生。
Each time when he comes, there's a breakthrough in our church.
所以说我介绍他的时候，我说他是个突破专家。
So he is an expert for breakthrough.
不过我想实在是我们侍奉的好朋友。
No, actually, just a friend in ministry together.
我觉得在主里面的关系是最重要的。
You know, relationship in ministry is most important.
他的太太 Kathy 也在我们中间。
And Kathy, Pastor's wife, is also here.
我们一同欢迎他们啊。
Let us welcome. Welcome them.
我相信你会非常的享受 Pastor David 的讲道。
I'm sure you will enjoy Pastor David's preaching.
我们欢迎 Pastor David.
Let us welcome him.
Well, praise the Lord.
Oh, 感谢主。
Wow, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It's good to see you.
很高兴看到你们。
Are you hungry for God tonight?
对神有一个渴慕吗？ Thank you.
I came with a word from God for you.
那我来到这里有从神的话语。
The Lord spoke clearly to me.
神清楚地对我说。
And I believe that many of you have come to this conference tonight just desperate for God.
我相信今天有来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹，你们渴慕神。
You're looking for an answer.
你在寻找答案。
You're looking for God's provision.
你在寻求神的预备。
Your heart is seeking a confirmation of direction.
你的心正在寻求神带领你道路的一个确据。
It's like you're doing everything you can, but you haven't had the breakthrough.
好像你什么该做的都做了，但是还没有突破。
And you know that what you're doing is not working exactly right, but you don't know what to do.
你知道好像缺乏了一些东西，但是你不知道该怎么做。
How many have ever felt that way?
有没有人有这样的感受呢？
But here's what the Lord spoke to me tonight.
那么今天神就对我这么讲。
He told me that in this conference, he's going to speak to you.
他说在这个特会里面，他要对你说话。
He told me that every hungry heart is going to be satisfied in this conference.
神跟我说在这个特会里面，他要满足我们的心。
You are going to receive what you came for.
你要得着你所渴慕的。
And God is going to give you more than you expected. Hallelujah.
而且神会要给我们超过我们所求所
想。I believe that with all my heart.
我真的这么相信。
And I don't mean just tonight.
我不是只是说今天晚上。
I mean all through this conference. So I want you to get ready.
所以你要预备好不只是今天晚上而是整个特会。
Because you are never going to be the same again. Amen.
因为你永远不再一样。
In fact, I feel like we could just have prayer right now.
我现在感觉其实我们只要祷告就可以了。
Can we stand? Can we stand together? We're not going to be in a hurry tonight.
今天我们不需要赶。
I'm not going to preach long.
我也不会讲很长的道。
Maybe about 3 or 4 hours.
三四个小时吧。
And no, not really, not really. Brief and amazing.
又短又好。
Amen.But what God does, what your pastor said, what your apostle said,
你的牧师、你的使徒刚刚所说的，
how quickly God can bring a change in our lives.
神多么快速的就可以带出转变。
If we allow the Holy Spirit to have His way.
如果我们允许圣灵来掌管我们。
So that's what tonight is all about.
所以今天晚上就是有关于这个。
Just letting God have His way, amen.
让神按他的旨意行。
You didn't come here for me, you came here for God. Hallelujah.
你不是来寻求我，是寻求神。
Can we do something? We do this in our church. We take hands all the way across the aisles.
在我们教会，我们就一起拉起手来。
And we're going to pray.
我们就一起祷告。
And I want you to think about the need of the person whose hand you're holding.
你就想一想在你牵手那个人的需要。
Because that person may very well need a desperately need a breakthrough in their life.
可能你所牵手的那个人他就需要一个突破在他生命里。
And I believe your prayers could make a huge difference for them right now.
我相信你的祷告能够带出一个极大的影响力。
Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come.
我们求圣灵来
Let's ask him to have his way.
让他照他的旨意行
Let's ask him for an anointing for breakthrough this night.
让他今天晚上给我们一个突破的恩膏
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we just lift up our voices together right now?
让我们一起同声开口来祷告
Come on, church, lift your voice up and begin to pray.
同声开口来祷告
Lord, we just pray right now.
主，我们这样子祷告
That your power would fall in this place, Lord.
你的能力会降临在我们当中
And Lord, you would reveal yourself, Lord.
你要显明你的同在
God, you're going to speak to us in this conference.
在这个特会对我们说话
We're hungry, Lord.
我们渴慕你
We want everything you have for us tonight, Lord.
我们要一切你所要给我们的
Lord, we just cry out before you.
主，我们在你面前向你呼求
For our friend on our left and on our right.
在我们左边右边的弟兄姐妹
Our precious brothers and sisters tonight, Lord
我们宝贝的弟兄姐妹
Lord, they need you, God
哦，神啊，他们需要你
And we declare blessing, Lord
我们要宣告祝福
Lord, loose your voice in this place
哦，对我们来讲话
And give us breakthrough
哦，给我们突破
Breakthrough tonight, Lord
突破
Release faith, Lord
Oh, give me 信心
Release joy, Lord.
释放你的喜乐
Release anointing, Lord.
释放你的恩膏
Satisfy every hungry heart, Lord.
满足我们渴慕的心
We thank you for it.
我们感谢你
We thank you for it, Lord.
我们感谢你主
Satan, we bind you in this place right now.
撒旦，我们捆绑你
We declare that you are under our feet.
我们宣告你在我们的脚下
Sickness has to go.
疾病要离开
Depression has to go in Jesus' name.
忧郁症要奉耶稣名离开。
Heaviness and sorrow go from this place now in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you for fresh anointing, Lord.
主，感谢你给我们一个新鲜的恩膏。
And new vision, Lord.
一个新的意象。
For our brother and sister.
是为了我们的弟兄姐妹。
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
And everyone said, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Come on, church.
我们的神。
Come on, let's rejoice and bless the Lord together.Oh, we glorify you, Jesus.
Yes, 我们荣耀你
King Jesus, we bless you. Hallelujah.
荣耀的王，耶稣我们的王，我们敬拜你
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 赞美你主
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Now, doesn't that feel better?
哇，你们感觉更好吗
Be seated together.
请坐
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for your warm welcome.
哦，谢谢你这么热烈的欢迎，我很高兴能够来到这里。
I have great affection for Pastor Tong Lu.
我非常爱刘同牧师。
And your leaders here in this church.
并且这个教会的领袖们。
You know, this church, actually, this family of churches.
这个大家庭，灵粮大家庭。
It's not just a family of churches or a mini denomination.
不是，是小小的一个宗派。
This is a move of God's Spirit.
这是圣灵的运动，运行。
You are a part of an outpouring.
你就是在神的一个浇灌的里面。
And I hope you value what God is doing through.All of you together.
我希望你们真是珍惜圣灵所在做的工作。
And I'm grateful for good leaders in this movement. Amen.
我感谢神给我们很好的领袖。
We thank God for Pastor and Mrs. Tong Lu and all of their team. Let's give them a hand. Can we?
我们也非常的感谢刘同牧师和他的团队。
Thank God.
感谢神。
And I am delighted to have my wife here.
很高兴我的太太也跟我在一起。
She's going to minister to the women tomorrow.
明天她要侍奉我们的一些姐妹。
And I know her message is good because she's been preaching at me all week.
我知道她的信息很棒，她已经跟我讲了一个礼拜。
I got saved two or three times already this week.
在她讲的当中，我就得救两三次了。
Open your Bibles, everybody, to Galatians chapter 6.
让我们一起打开加拉太书的第六章。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 is a verse that I want to share with you from the Lord.
第六章，加拉太书第六章的第九节要分享神的话。
Paul the Apostle said, And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
在这里神的仆人告诉我们说我们行善不要丧志若不灰心到了时候就要收成
The famous artist Vincent Van Gogh Have you ever heard of him?
有没有听过 Vincent Van Gogh 这非常出名的一个艺术家
It's quite a story about Van Gogh Because he came from a Christian family
那这个Van Gogh 他是从出生在一个基督徒家庭
His parents were dedicated Christian leaders And he began his life with a strong Christian faith.
他一开始的时候有很好的基督教的信仰。
But as he grew, he began to have many famous troubles.
后来呢，他越来越大，他也有很多很出名的一些问题。
He wrestled with depression and discouragement.
他常常会沮丧。
He was seeking love and could never find it.
他寻求爱，但是找不到爱。
And as the depression and the emotional troubles became worse,
但是这情绪这些忧郁症越来越严重的时候
he eventually moved away from his faith in God.
他就离弃了他对神的信仰。
However, many people do not know that later in his life, he returned to a very strong faith.
但是很多人可能不知道，在他晚年的时候，后来他回到神的面前。
And Vincent Van Gogh's return to faith is traced in the gradual increase of the color yellow in his paintings.
那我们可以从这个他的这个画里面可以看到，当他越靠近时候，他的色彩就越来越有这个金黄色。
For Vincent Van Gogh, the color yellow represented hope.
对他来讲，金黄色是代表盼望。
Many of his earlier works, there wasn't much yellow, very little yellow.
所以在他早期的作品的里面，不是有很多的金黄色。
You might be familiar with one of his famous paintings, Starry, Starry Night.
有一个他很出名的一幅画，就是讲到一个夜空、星空。
Which was a very dark landscape.
是非常黑暗的天空。
Just a few rays of yellow light in the sky.
只有在天空上有一点点的黄色的星光。
A town cloaked in darkness.
一个在黑暗当中笼罩的一个小城市。
And sadly, not even light coming from the church.
甚至在教堂里面都没有灯光。
Very little hope.
没有什么希望。
Very little faith in the church.
对教会没有什么信心。
Just a little tiny light in the sky.
只有在天空上有一点点的星光。
And that was painted in one of his depressed periods.
这是他很沮丧的时候他所画的。
But by the time Vincent Van Gogh painted a very famous painting called The Raising of Lazarus,
当他有非常出名的就是这个拉撒路复活的这幅画。
Hope was growing on the inside of him.
盼望在他里面成长。
He was returning to his faith, and if I could show you sometime a picture of the resurrection of Lazarus, it's almost entirely yellow.
所以如果能够让你看到那幅画讲到拉撒路复活，几乎所有都是金黄色的。
And there on the face of Lazarus,
然后在拉撒路的脸上
is Vincent Van Gogh's likeness.
就是他自画像，就是他画他自己 Van Gogh 自己的像。
And he was sending a message.
他在这里要告诉我们一个信息。
And the message was, I've made it through my dark night.
就是我已经度过我的黑夜。
I've wrestled with my lack of faith.
我跟我的不信有了挣扎。
And I'm in a season of resurrection.
那我正在一个复活的季节里。
And after all of my heartbreak,
在我一切让我伤心破碎的事情上。
After searching for love and never finding it,
当我在寻求爱而找不到爱的时候。
After mutilating myself,
当我伤残残残害我自己之后
，and deep depression，
在很深的忧郁症里
，I am in a season of resurrection in my life。
我现在就进入一个复活的季节
，and God is meeting me。
神遇见了我。
We've all faced dark periods in our life。
在我们生命里面都有很黑暗的时刻。
Pastor Tong was talking about the economy.
刘同牧师讲到金融上
and the great shaking around the world.
在整个世界的震动
But for many of us, that's not just news that we read about in a newspaper.
对很多人来讲，这不是只是我们所读的新闻
That affects us very deeply and very strongly in our own personal lives.
而且这事情也深深地影响我们的生命
Creating family problems.
制造很多家庭的问题
Ministry problems.
侍奉的问题
It's like a dark night that comes.
好像是一个黑夜笼罩
And in times like that, we may be tempted to say, God, where are you?
在这种时刻，我们很容易会说，神啊，你在哪？
Where are you in my economic trials?
你在我的财经方面，你在哪里？
Where are you in my emotional struggles?
在我的情绪上，你在哪里？
Where are you in my health problems?
在我的健在健康上，你在哪里？
Hear the word of the Lord this night.
今天晚上你听神的话。
If you are in a dark night,
如果你在黑夜中。
Resurrection is coming.
复活要降临。
If you are in a season of sorrow,
如果你是在忧伤的季节里
God is able to raise you up.
神能够提升你。
And if you are weary in your well-doing,
如果你觉得很灰心丧胆
your due season is coming.
你的季节正要降临。
Let us not grow weary while doing good.
所以呢，当我们行善却不要丧志。
For a moment in time is coming, brothers and sisters.
因为有一个时间要来到。
We may not be there right now.
可能我们现在还没有到。
But we know that our God is faithful.
但我们知道我们的神是信实的。
And He has an appointed time for every one of us.
他对我们有一个特定的时刻。
And if we will hold on.
如果我们会紧紧地抓住他
and pray,
祷告
and believe,
相信他
and maintain our passion for him,
让我们继续持续地爱他
we will come to that due season,
那我们就会等到那个时刻
and we will reap the blessings that God has for us, amen?
我们就要收成神所给我们的祝福 amen?
Now, my subject tonight is releasing God's power,
我今天的题目是讲到释放上帝的能力
through fervent prayer,
透过祷告
How many of you believe in fervent prayer? Hallelujah.
你们相信诚恳的祷告吗
And fervent prayer is one of the things that we must maintain during the dark times in our life.
在黑夜，在我们人生的黑夜当中的时候，我们需要尽力努力的来祷告。
In fact, there's no better story in the Bible.
在圣经里没有比这个故事更好的。
To illustrate that very point,
就是能够说明这一点。
Than the story of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1.
就是在撒母耳记上讲到哈拿的故事。
So tonight I want us to go to 1 Samuel 1 and we're going to look at Hannah and her testimony and what she says to us.
所以我们今天要从撒母耳记从哈拿身上看她要对我们说什么。
As we believe for breakthrough in our life.
当我们相信神要带来突破在我们的生命中。
We read there beginning in verse 1.
我们读第一章第一节
That there was a man, his name was Elkanah, he lived in a place called Ramah.
所以在这里就讲到在以法莲的山地拉马索非有一个人有一个以法莲人名叫以利加拿
He had two wives.
那这个人呢他有两个太太
Now I want to stop right there.
那我要停一下。
And just clarify something.
那要解释一件事说明一件事
This is not biblical.
这不是合乎圣经的事
Very, very unbiblical to have two wives.
非常不合乎圣经你有两个太太
Do you know how I know that?
你知道我为什么知道吗
Because Jesus said it.
因为耶稣说了
No man can serve two masters.
一个人不能够侍奉两个主
So we know it's wrong.
所以我们知道这是错的That's a new.
But he had two wives.
但这个人有两个太太
Hannah and Penina.
在这个地方有比尼拿还有哈拿
Now we read that Hannah had no children, but Penina had children.
但是哈拿呢没有儿女，比尼拿有儿女
And it says in verse 6 of chapter 1
那在第六节呢,
that there was tension between Hannah and Peninnah.
所以呢,比尼拿跟哈拿呢,他们中间蛮紧张, 关系很紧张。
Elkanah loved Hannah.
那他们的先生呢, Elkanah 非常的爱这个哈拿。
And he was good to her, but Peninnah was not good to her.
Yeah, 但是先生对丈夫对他很好,但是他的这个对头啊,另外这个太太对这个哈娜非常不好。
It says there that Peninnah would taunt Hannah and make fun of her because the Lord had kept her from having children.
所以呢,比尼拿就常常跟他作对,让他觉得非常的生气。
And this continued not just once or twice, but year after year after year.
这不只是一两次,而是每一年都是经年累月都是这样。
And it says in verse 7 that this affected Hannah so terribly that it would reduce her to tears.
那么这件事情对她有很大的影响了，常常让她痛哭流涕。
Sometimes she couldn't even eat. She was so upset by this condition.
有些时候让她难过到一个她吃饭都吃不下。
And verse 8, Elkanah asked his wife the dumbest question any husband has ever asked his wife.
在第八节，她丈夫以利加拿问了她太太一个最笨的问题。
Do you see it?
有看到吗
？He said, "Why are you crying, Hannah?"
她说，哈娜，你为何哭泣
？Why are you downhearted just because you have no children?
你心里为什么愁闷闷呢？因为没有孩子。
And here's the dumbest question.
这就是最笨的问题。
Aren't you happy just with me?
你有我还不够开心吗？
And the answer is
那答案是
no
不开心
I'm not happy with just you
有你但是我还是不开心
Now this is an amazing story
那这是一个很奇妙的故事
Because Hannah lived in the days of the judges
她哈拿是活在士师的时代
These were dark days
是很黑暗的时代
People were doing whatever came into their mind
每个人都随心所欲，爱做什么就做什么。
The Bible says that every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
每个人就做他眼中看为正的事。
The priests in those days were struggling to hear from God. They were carnal and dull of heart.
那这些的祭司，他们过的生活是非常不圣洁的。他们很想听见神的话，寻求神的话。
There was trouble in the land.
在这个那当时的土地都有很多的问题。
Enemies were invading, and there were famines.
又有旱灾，敌人也攻击他们。
And here we find this precious woman.
然后我们找到这一位宝贝的姐妹。
Built and designed by God for a special purpose.
神创造她，给她有个特殊的一个使命。
But the thing that she's longing for is not happening.
但是她心里面真的所要的得不着。
It's not happening.
没有发生。
And she's dealing with emotions and pain and frustration.
所以呢，她非常的挫败。她心情非常不好。
Think about the kind of pain Hannah was dealing with.
你可别想象她里面有些怎么样的一些感受。
First, she was loved, but she was barren.
她虽然被爱，但是她不能生育。
You know, the very thing that she was designed by God to do, to bear a child.
神设计她能够生育。
She had never been able to do.
但是她却没有办法生养。
You know, we all have a purpose that has been put in us by God.
在我们每一个人生命的里面，神都有给我们一个使命。
Every person in this room is created by God to bring forth a blessing into the earth.
神创造我们每一个人都有一个祝福要带到这世界。
It's not just the pastors and the missionaries and the elders that are blessed.
不只是一些的这个牧师、宣教士是神要祝福他们。
Every one of us has a dream.
每一个人都有一个梦。
Every one of us has a calling and a destiny.
每一个人都有一个命定。
But until we see that destiny come, it's not enough.
除非我们看到这个命定发生，要不然我们就觉得不满足。
Just a job is not enough.
一个工作不够。
Just a nice car is not enough.
有一部好的车子，我觉得还是不够。
Just a family is not enough.
有一个家还是觉得不满足。
There is something that is missing for every one of us until we come into our purpose that God created us for.
除非我们进入到神所创造我们的命定里面，我们心不会满足。
We have to fulfill that purpose that God has created us for.
我们要满足神在我们身上的这个心意。
Or we can never be happy.
要不然我们就没办法快乐。
Now, if you want to find your purpose, you have to come to Jesus Christ.
如果你要找到你的这个神在你上心，你要来到主的面前。
Jesus Christ is the only one that can fulfill that purpose in your life.
只有耶稣基督能够让我们的生命能够达到他的美意。
Ephesians 1:11 tells us.
以弗所书一章告诉我们。
That Christ is the source of our purpose in life.
这耶稣基督就是我们一切目标的这个中心源头。
And that he is working inside of his people to accomplish his purpose.
然后他就在我们里面运行，要让神的心意得到满足。
But for Hannah, this was an unfulfilled situation.
但是对哈娜来讲，她是一个不被满足的，她在一个不被满足的情况。
I believe there are many Hannahs in this room tonight.
我想今天晚上有许多的哈娜在我们的当中。
Many of you that are longing to see God fulfill that great purpose that He's
created
you for.
得着神在你们身上的那个心意能够彰显。
And then Hannah was also being attacked emotionally.
而且哈拿在情绪上不断地被攻击。
It was dark days in the days of the judges.
而且在士师记是很黑暗的世代。
A lot of trouble in the land.
那个时候有很多的问题。
But on the inside of Hannah, there was even more trouble.
但是在哈拿的心里面有更大的危机。
She was discouraged.
她非常的沮丧。
She was weary.
她非常的劳苦。
Because Peninnah kept attacking her.
那个比尼亚一直不断的来攻击她。
See, you don't have children.
你看你就没有孩子。
I have many children.
我有很多孩子。
Where are your children?
你的孩子呢？
And every day she was attacking her, attacking her, attacking her.
每天她都在攻击她，攻击她，攻击她。
You know the devil attacks us in a similar way.
你知道撒旦魔鬼也是每天攻击我们。
He will take that area that we're looking for God to move in.
他会特别攻击我们那个神要做工的那个地方。
That unfulfilled desire.
好像一个还没有达成的你的一个愿望、渴望。
He'll attack us in that very place.
他就会在那个地方不断的攻击我们。
Where is your ministry?
你的事工在哪里？
Where is your great fruit?
你的那个果子在哪里？
Why aren't your children saved?
为什么你的孩子还没得救？
Why aren't you prospering like everyone else?
为什么你没有像别人那么的丰富？
Why are you sick and everyone else is well?
为什么别人都很健康，你生病？
Where is your joy?
你的喜乐呢？
No one notices you.
没有人注意你。
No one thinks you're important.
没有人认为你重要。
Your family doesn't love you.
你的家也不爱你。
The people at the church don't recognize you.
教会的人也不注意你。
The devil is a liar.
撒旦魔鬼他是一个说谎者。
And he will take you at your worst time.
他会在一个你最不好的时刻。
Concerning purpose, unfulfilled purpose.
在神在你身上的心意的那个点上。
And he will hammer you and hammer you and hammer you.
他会不断地捶打你，捶打你，捶打你。
Many of you in this room tonight have been wrestling with darkness.
今天在我们的当中有很多人在跟黑暗在搏斗。
And it's not just a bad economy.
不只是一个不好的经济
It's not just hard times,
不只是一个不好的一个时机
but it is a spiritual assignment against your life.
是在仇敌正在这个攻击你
There's a buffeting of your heart and your emotions.
在你的情绪上在你的灵命上在攻击你
That is like a supernatural origin to it.
是有一个属灵的一个势力在那里
Tonight I believe we're going to deal with Peninnah. Hallelujah.
所以今天我相信我们要对付一些比尼拿
We're going to break the voice of our adversary. Amen.
我们要折断仇敌的这个控告
David said in Psalm 119.
大卫在诗篇119篇说
Lord, I'm hoping for your word.
我在寻求你的话
When are you going to come and fulfill my purpose?
你什么时候才能够让我生命能够得到好像这个目的能够得
My eyes are straining to see your faithfulness.
我的眼睛就是在那个地方要寻求你
So Hannah was struggling in this way.
所以哈拿也是这样子在挣扎
But she was also not connecting relationally.
但是在关系上她也没有在跟人连接
She was barren.
她没有生育
She was being attacked.
她被攻击
And her relationship with her husband was off.
她跟她丈夫的关系也不对
Later, as we read the story, we'll find out that her priest didn't understand her.
甚至她的牧师、祭司都不了解她。
She felt that sense of isolation.
她感觉很孤单。
And the very people that should have known her heart.
那些应该知道她心的人。
Should have understood her struggle.
应该知道她的挣扎。
They didn't get it.
他们都不了解她。
They looked at her miserable condition.
他们看她很愁苦的处境。
And they misinterpreted it.
而他们错误地理解他。
Hannah, you're not grateful.
Hannah, 你其实不是很懂得感恩。
What's your problem, Hannah?
Hannah, 你到底是什么问题啊？
You should be happy.
你应该快乐的。
You're married to me.
哦，你跟我结婚，你应该很快乐。
Later, when she was talking to the priest,
后来呢，她跟这个祭司在讲话。
And she was praying fervently.
哦，她很努力地尽情地祷告。
And the priest.
那个祭司
he thought she was drunk.
以为他喝醉酒了。
Put away your wine.
不要再喝酒了。
Stop your drinking.
别再喝酒了。
See, have you ever been in a situation where nobody seemed to understand?
你有没有在一个情况好像人不了解你现在的处境？有这样遭遇过吗？
The people that should be able to interpret your heart.
有些人应该了解你的心。
I believe sometimes God will even cover the eyes of our family members.
有些时候我相信神会暂时遮掩甚至我们家人的眼睛。
Sometimes even in our church or in our among our friendships, God will cover the eyes of people and they don't see where we're at.
所以有些时候在教会的里面甚至神也会好像会暂时遮掩人的眼睛好像看不见你现在的处境。
Because it's just you and God.
因为只有你和神。
And he's working on you.
他正在做工在你生命里。
And he's watching.
他在注视你。
Are you going to be weary?
你会灰心软弱吗？
Are you going to give up?
你要放弃吗？
Or are you going to hold on?
还是你会紧紧抓住？
Until your harvest comes.
直到你的丰收来临。
See, as low as Hannah was,
即使哈拿在这么低的境界，
she did not realize the great plan that the Lord had for her.
她没有办法想象神对她的计划是多么的丰富。
Elkanah didn't know it.
她的先生不认，不晓得。
Peninnah didn't know it.
比尼拿不认得。
And Hannah didn't know it.
连哈拿自己都不知道。
But God had an amazing plan for Hannah.
但是神对哈拿有个奇妙的计划。
At the darkest possible time,
在一个最黑暗的时刻，
God was planning a major breakthrough for Hannah.
神正在预备一个突破在她生命里。
But listen, not just for Hannah.
但不只是为哈拿。
God was planning a breakthrough for all of Israel.
神要为整个以色列预备一个突破。
This is why we're following the story of Hannah.
这就是为什么我们要读这个哈拿的故事。
Because in the midst of those dark days, God was up to something powerful.
因为在这黑暗的日子，神在酝酿一些大的事情。
Something was ready to break loose in the nation.
在这个国度的里面有一些事情将要降临。
And Hannah did not realize that she was going to be a part of it.
然后哈拿并不知道她会置身其中。
Now all of this pain that we've shared about Hannah is part of a process.
那么这一个整个哈拿的痛苦只是一个过程。
And we're going to come back to the story of Hannah in just a moment.
等一下下我们就回到哈拿的故事。
But I want to step back and just talk for a minute about how God fulfills His word in our lives.
那我要退一步来讲说神的话怎么样成就在我们生命中。
God works through a process in every one of our hearts.
神在我们生命中带我们过一个过程。
And this is how it works.
那这就是他就这么运作。
He speaks a promise.
他对我们宣告一个应许
and he creates our future,
然后他创造我们的未来
but he brings us into our future through testing and trials.
但是他把我们带进到这个未来是透过一些的试炼锻炼
Now listen very carefully, especially if you're going through a hard time.
那你要注意听尤其是你在一个困苦的时间
because the temptation for you and I is to think that hard times are keeping us away from the fulfillment of God.
那个陷阱好像是说这些的试炼是让我们不能够得着神的应许
but the truth is this.
但是事实是这个。
Hard times are the corridor through which we pass to get to the promise that God has made us.
困难其实是一个走道带我们进到神的命定里。
So if you're going through a test,
如果你正在透过一个试炼
if you're facing difficulties,
如果你有面对困难
you can be confident that God is about to do a major miracle in your life.
你要很有把握知道神要做一件奇事在你生命里 Hallelujah!
You're not drifting away from God's promise. You are rocketing toward His promise. Even through the hard times. Everything God does begins with a word.
He
speaks and then it happens. We know, for example, in Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 3,
第十一章第三节,
it says, by faith we understand that God created the world with a word.
我们凭信心知道神透过他的话来创造诸世界。
Everything that we see around us, the mountains and the streams,
我们所看到这个山还有河,
the cities and the nations,
我们看到这些国家和城市,
started with a simple word.
是从一句简单的话而开始的。
And the same is true of your future.
对于你的未来也是如此。
God speaks what He wants for you.
他对宣讲他在你身上的心意。
It begins as a word or as a promise.
是一句话或一个应许。
And then it comes to pass and it is fulfilled.
然后就成就了。
God spoke Hannah's future before it even happened.
神就宣告哈拿的未来当一切事情还没有发生。
But that word carried her all the way.
但是神的话就载着她往前行。
And it's the same for each and every one of us.
跟我们每一个人也是一样。
There is a promise.
神有一个应许。
It is hanging over your future.
就在你的未来那里等待。
It may not have been fulfilled yet.
可能现在还没有实现。
But it's there waiting to be fulfilled.
但是期待, 等候在那个地方,
how many of you want that promise to be fulfilled?
有多少人需要神的应许能够成为事实?
And this is why Paul said, be sure that you don't give up.
所以这就是保罗说, 你不要灰心。
Because a moment in time is coming that that thing is going to be fulfilled for you.
因为时候会到, 这个事情就要成就。
Pastors,
牧师们,
be sure that you don't give up on God's purpose for your church.
不要丧失神在你教会的心意。
Because God has spoken a word.
因为神有说一句话。
Three people in a prayer meeting on the other side of the world.
在世界另一端那三个人在一起祷告。
We see something small.
我们看到一件小事。
We see something weak.
我们看到一个很软弱的事。
What could ever happen?
这个能够做什么, 有什么气候?
But there's a word hanging over that church.
但是在那个教会里面有神的话语。
We see three people praying.
我们看到三个人在祷告。
But God sees His purpose beginning to be released in the earth.
但是神所看到是他的心意要成就。
We see something small and weak.
我们看到很小, 很渺小。
But God sees a whole spiritual family being birthed in that land.
但是神看到有一个整个神的家庭要被诞生出来。
You watch 5 years from now, 10 years from now, whatever it takes.
五年、十年，不管多久。
There will be a whole move of God in that land.
在那个地区有神的那个运行。
What did it start with?
开始是什么呢？
Before there was even three people.
在三个人还没有成型的时候，就已经开始有神的话。
There was a promise.
有神的应许。
Now between the time, now this is the catch.
那这个就是你们要注意的。
Because between the time that God speaks,
在有神讲话的这个时间,
and the time that the word comes to pass,
直到神话语成就的时间,
that time frame right there is the time of testing.
在这个中间就是一个试炼的时间。
First he speaks,
他先说,
then there is a time of testing,
然后就有试炼。
And then the word comes to pass.
然后神的应许就成就。
So Paul is saying, make sure that when you pass through that time of testing, that you go all the way through.
所以保罗说，当你在这一个试探试炼的时候， 你要一直走过去。
We're here talking about breakthrough.
我们在这个地方在讲到突破。
How do you think breakthrough comes?
突破是怎么来的？
Am I going to throw magic dust on you tonight?
我今天会弄一些这个特殊一些灰尘在你身上吗？
Suddenly, woo! Breakthrough!
Oh, 突然我就突破了吗?
Is that how breakthrough comes?
突破是这么来的吗?
Paul says breakthrough comes when you hold on to the very end.
保罗说，当你要突破，是让你要紧紧的抓住忍耐。
Breakthrough comes when you feel weary.
是当你觉得软弱的时候累的时候
But you don't quit.
但是你不罢手
Breakthrough comes when you keep believing.
是你要继续的相信
When you keep trusting.
当你继续的信任神
When Penina is attacking you.
当比尼亚在那个攻击你的时候
And no one understands you.
当没有人了解你的时候
When everyone's eyes are covered to what God wants to do in your life.
当人都看不见神在你生命里要做的事情的时候
When it seems that the dream is dead.
好像那个梦已经破碎了
And there is no yellow in your life.
在你生命里没有那个金黄色的色彩
Breakthrough comes when you stay faithful to God.
但你要继续持续的信任神才会有突破
Breakthrough comes when you keep praying in the hard times.
在难处里面继续的祷告
Listen, if you're in a trial today,
如果你今天在试炼里
you were born for this.
你出生的意义就在这里。
You are strong and able to make it through this time.
你能够成功的。
And God is about to do His greatest work in your life.
神要做最伟大的工作在你生命里。
His word is the promise that it will come to pass.
他的话一定会成就。
Just a few days from now,
就几天之后
my wife and I are gonna fly to Maui, Hawaii. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, 我太太要去马尔夏威夷。
Don't hate me.
不要恨我。
Don't hate me. That's not nice. And I'm going to be there.
我会到那里。
July 6th.
七月六号。
It's 7:30 p.m.
晚上七点半。
I'm going to get off that plane.
我就会下飞机。
And I'm going to be in Maui, brother.
然后我就会去 Maui. Can I come?
Do you? Yes. How much money do you have?
Not much.
Do you know why I know that?
你知道为什么这么有把握呢?
Because I have the ticket.
因为我有机票.
No, I'm serious.
真的，我有机票.
I have a written promise.
我有一个写下来的一个应许.
That I'm going to be in Maui.
我会在 Maui.
I'm not worried about it.
所以我不担心。
I'm not wringing my hands.
我不会觉得很紧张。
Oh, I hope I can make it. I hope I can make it.
我希望我能够去。我希望能够去。
Please, 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 please. I gotta go.
我一定要去。我一定要去。我非去不可。
Look at me. I'm calm.
你看我非常的非常的平静。
Over the next few days, I might get tired.
在这过去往后的几天，我可能会有点累。
I might have frustration.
可能有点挫折感。
But then I just pull out that ticket.
然后我就把那个机票拿出来。
You understand what I'm saying?
你明白我的意思吗？
And I look at that ticket and I say, I'm going to go to Maui.
然后我看着那张机票说，我要去夏威夷。
I'm going to be there.
我会在那儿的。
Suddenly peace will come.
突然平安就降到我的心里。
Because it's written right there.
因为是写在那里的一个应许。
Listen to me.
听的。
Your future is set.
你的未来已经被命定了。
Your ticket is already written.
你的机票已经被写上了。
You're going to be where God wants you to be.
你会抵达神要你去的地方。
You're going to fulfill your purpose.
你会神的心意会在你里面得到满足。
Your only job.
你唯一的工作。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
Don't work.
不要特别努力。
Just don't quit.
不要罢手。
Because if you give up.
因为如果你放弃。
Now, it's okay to feel like quitting.
你可以有时候感觉好像想要放弃。
Just don't ever do it.
只是不要放弃。
You want to know the recipe for breakthrough? I'm going to give it to you.
我告诉你这一个怎么样可以有突破。
Don't quit before you get there.
就是不要放弃直到你达到目的地。
Everybody say, Lord.
我们大家说主。
I'm not giving up.
我不放弃。
Until I arrive,
直到我抵达
at the place you've called me to be,
你要呼召我去的地方。
Now you don't have to be upset or worried,
你不需要担心
because God's going to do it,
因为神会做到。
Look at Psalm 105.
我们看诗篇第一百零五篇。
Are you getting anything out of this?
你们有一些得着吗？在这信息里。
Let's talk about Joseph.
我们谈一谈约瑟。
Let me just remind you of the story of Joseph.
我们就提一下约瑟的故事。
We're talking about how God fulfills His word.
我们讲到神怎么样让他应许成就。
We're talking about how breakthrough comes.
我们谈到突破是怎么降临的。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave.
在他们以先打发一个人去，约瑟被卖为奴仆。
They hurt his feet with fetters until he was laid in iron.
人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆拘。
That's pain.
这是痛苦。
He was hurt.
他受伤。
It broke his heart.
他很伤心。
And that bondage cut into his heart and his life.
那个捆锁就深深地伤害了他的身体、生命。
He had a promise from God.
他们从神有一个应许。
But something was holding him back.
但是有些事情好像拖累了他。
That's a painful experience.
这是一个非常疼痛的经历。
And I'm sure he was tempted to quit.
我相信他一直很想放弃。
But the Bible says in verse 19, until the time that his word came to pass.
他说
the word of the Lord tested him.
但在第十九节，耶和华的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验了。
Until the time.
只等到那个时间到了。
You can't force a breakthrough.
你不能够好像勉强有一个突破。
You can't prompt a breakthrough.
你没有办法制造一个突破。
You can scream and cry.
你能够喊啊，你能够叫。
Stand on your head and speak in tongues.
你可以倒立说方言。
But the banana isn't ripe until it's ripe.
所以呢，那个香蕉一定要等它熟的时候才会成熟。
There's a time.
是有一个特殊的时间。
And your time is coming.
你的时间要来临。
It's on your ticket.
就是在你的机票上。
Don't fret.
不要紧张。
Don't worry.
别担心。
The time for the fulfilling of your word is coming.
那个神话语实现的时间要来到。
But the word of the Lord is testing you.
但是神的话在试炼你。
Will you believe what God says?
你会信靠神所说的吗？
Will you trust what God says?
你会信任神的话吗？
Will you hold on even during the test?
在这个试炼当中，你还能够紧紧地抓住他吗？
Verse 20.
第二十节。
The king sent and released him.
王打发人把他解开。
That's the breakthrough.
这就是突破。
The ruler of the people let him go free.
就是治理众民的把他释放。
And it goes on to say about all the promotion that Joseph had.
然后就讲到他怎么样被提升。
We're talking about the word of God and how it is fulfilled in our lives.
我们是在谈神的话怎么样应验在我们的生命里。
What keeps you going during the time of testing?
什么东西让我们在困难中仍然勇敢前行？
What can we do so that we will not fail the promise that God has given us?
我们能够怎么做而不失败，在神给我们的应许上失败跌倒？
Hannah gives us the answer.
给我们答案。
So let's go back to the first chapter of 1 Samuel.
所以我们回到撒母耳记的第一章。
Let's finish the story.
我们完成这个故事。
And then we're going to pray.
然后我们要祷告。
We're going to get full of God.
我们要让上帝充满我们。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to get strong again tonight.
我们今天要再一次成为强壮。
We're not afraid of tests.
我们不怕试炼。
We're not afraid of hard times.
我们不怕困难。
We're God's people.
我们是神的百姓。
We're not worried about a little economic trouble.
我们不是只是怕一些经济的这些问题。
Good during the hard times, hallelujah.
我们在这个难处的时候，我们仍然可以站立。
So tonight we're going to get filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天圣灵要来充满我们。
We're going to reclaim that promise that God has for us.
我们要重新的拾回神给我们的应许。
And we're going to believe for breakthrough, amen.
然后我们就要相信神要给我们突破。
Verse 10.
第十节。
It says Hannah was crying in deep anguish.
所以在这个地方讲到，哈拿就愁苦痛痛的哭泣。
But she was praying, you see.
但你看到吗？祈祷耶和华。
Prayed to the Lord with many tears.
他痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
And then verse 11.
第十一节，许愿说：“万军之耶和华啊，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷念不忘卑女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”
Did you see that she made a commitment?
你看到她在这地方委身。
I believe many of us tonight must make a fresh commitment to the Lord.
我相信今天晚上我们要重新的再一次委身于神。
She said, "Lord, I'll give him to you for his whole life. He'll be dedicated to you."
她说：“我愿意把这个孩子 一生都给你。
And like a Nazarite, we won't even cut his hair.
好像一个拿撒勒Nazarite, 他就不会要剪他剃他的头发。
Lord, I want this child so bad.
主，我很爱这个孩子，我要这个孩子。
But I give him to you.
但是我把这孩子给你。
He's going to belong to you all the days of his life.
他的一生都是属于你的。
And the story goes on. We won't take time to read the whole thing.
我们不会读整个的故事。
But Eli, the high priest, saw her there praying.
但是以利看到她在祷告。
In verse 13, it says that her lips were moving, but no sound was coming.
她只是嘴唇在动，但是没有声音。
And then verse 14, he says, "Woman, you're drinking. Throw away your wine."
所以这以利说啊，不要再喝酒了。
She says, "No, sir, I have not been drinking."
他说主啊，我不是这样，我没有在喝酒。
But I'm praying.
我是在祷告。
It's pretty bad when you have to explain to the high priest.
要跟这个祭司解释，这个是祷告，不是醉酒。
Remember, I told you these were dark days.
我跟你讲，这些是很黑暗的时刻。
Not a lot of discernment.
有很多人不会分辨。
The priest, the Bible says, was an obese man.
这个圣经讲这个祭司非常的肥胖。
Sitting around eating all the time.
天天坐在那里吃。
His eyes were dim.
他的眼睛昏花。
And he didn't even know what it looked like to pray.
他连人家在祷告他都搞不清楚。
You know what a good Jewish woman says? Oi.
像犹太太说 Oi.
I'm not a wicked woman.I'm praying.
我不是一个坏女人，我在祷告。
Look at verse 17.
我们看第十七节。
He says, "Oh, in that case, go in peace, and may the Lord God give you your request."
以利就说，哦，你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。
And the most amazing thing took place.
在这里很奇妙的事发生。
Instantly.Hannah's sorrow lifted.
在那一刻，哈拿的一切愁苦就离开她。
Just like that, her
whole
world changed.
她整个世界改变。
She said, "Thank you, sir."
她说谢谢你。
I receive that.
她说我接受。
I receive that blessing.
我接受这个祝福。
Even though you're an overweight, half-blind priest.
即使你是一个眼瞎又太胖的一个祭司。
I've been waiting for somebody to understand.
我正在等候一个能够了解我的人。
I'm a woman,
我是一个妇人。
And I want to have a child.
我要有一个孩子。
And you understand that.
然后你了解。
And you're agreeing with me on that.
而且你就同意。
Now, let me give you four keys to making it through hard times.
所以在困难里面有四个要点。
Write this down.
把这写下来。
Don't preach it anywhere, because I preach this in other places. This is my message.
这是我的信息，你不要去别的地方讲这个道。
But I'll give them to you if you promise not to tell anybody else.
如果你不告诉别人，我就告诉你这四点是什么。
Here are Hannah's secrets to pressing through to the breakthrough.
哈拿的秘诀，这个突破的秘诀。
Number one.
第一。
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm done.
My Chinese is rusty.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Number one, fervent prayer.
第一个，专心的、用心的祷告。
Fervent prayer.
用心的祷告。
She was praying.
她在祷告。
In a way that no one understood.
她祷告是没有人能够了解她。
She prayed and she desired this child.
她祷告，她很渴望有这孩子。
She was so intense. She was weeping and crying.
Oh, 他又哭，他非常非常注意专注的祷告。
Fasting, she was desperate.
Oh, 他在禁食，他渴慕能够得着，在祷告。
I think we have to remember the power of fervent prayer.
那个努力的、尽情的祷告是很重要。
Because fervent prayer will bring us to the breakthrough.
认真的祷告带我们有突破。
James 5:16 says the effectual fervent prayer.
那个努力的那个雅各书告诉我们说那个祷告义人的祷告
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much
一个义人的祷告是大有功效的
You remember when Peter was arrested in Acts chapter 12
你知道在使徒行传第十二章当这个彼得被抓的时候
And they had 16 soldiers, a quaternion of soldiers holding him captive in chains
那有16个这个兵丁环绕他
That's four soldiers for his right hand.
四个兵管他的右手。
Four soldiers on his left hand.
四个军人在他的左手。
Four on this foot and four on that foot.
各腿上都有旁边都有四个。
It was a hopeless situation.
是根本一个没有盼望的一个情形。
But verse 5 of Acts chapter 12 said the church was praying fervently for Peter to be released.
但是讲到教会在认真的祷告为彼得祷告。
And when the church prayed like that, a miracle took place.
当这样子教会的认真祷告的时候，神迹就发生。
And the jail door opened.
那个牢房的门就被打开。
Peter was led out by an angel.
然后一个天使就把彼得带出来。
Fervent prayer is what brings the breakthrough.
哦，认真的努力，认真的祷告带给我们有突破。
It was Hannah's fervency that brought her breakthrough.
她认真的祷告带她走过这个突破。
Number two.
第二项，第二点。
The power of agreement.
就是我们同心合意。
This is a secret many of us are missing.
这是一个秘诀，我们大家常常会忽略。
In Hannah's life, she had no one to agree with her.
在哈拿的生命的里面，没有人跟她同心合意。
And until she got someone to agree with her, she could not feel the burden lift.
一直到有一个人才跟她同心合意，她没有办法觉得这个重担离开她。
Her husband didn't understand.
她的丈夫不能够了解。
Penina wouldn't agree with her.
比拿尼也不能够认同。
But finally, in the house of God,
终于在神的家里
she found an overweight, half-blind, backslid priest.
她找了一个很差的一个祭司。
Who understood a little bit?
他这个祭司都懂一点点。
Oh, you're a woman.
Oh, 你是女人。
You want to have a child?
你要有一个孩子。
Amen.
Amen.
Instantly,
立刻
she stopped crying.
她就不哭了。
She rose up.
她站起来。
And she knew that the miracle was on the way.
她知道一个神迹就要发生。
The power of agreement.
一个同心合力的力量。
Jesus said, I promise you, if two on earth will agree about something.
耶稣说，如果两个人他们同心合意。
When you are praying, agree, and the Father will do it for you.
如果你们同心合意，天父就愿意赐给我们。
Why is it that we fight each other's dreams?
为什么我们要为别人的这个梦在征战。
Sometimes in church we resist each other.
有些时候我们彼此抵挡。
Oh, you want to be in the ministry?
哦，你要侍奉神。
Well, that's brother. I think that's a long way off for you.
哦，弟兄，我觉得这还有很久的路。
Oh, you have a lot of preparation before that.
哦，你还有很久的预备。
Oh no. Oh, you want to be a wealthy businessman?
哦，你要成为一个很成功的一个商人。
Oh, listen, brother. That's you know. Don't be carnal now.
哦，弟兄，你不要做这么世俗的俗世的事。
Oh, you want to have a family?
哦，你要一个家庭吗
？You want to find a husband or a wife?
你要找到一个丈夫一个妻子吗
？Don't worry about those things.
哦，要不要为这些事情担忧？
We always counsel each other with crazy counsel.
我们常常给一些很不好的一些意见。
It's like we don't want to agree with another person's dream.
好像我们不愿意跟另外一个的梦，好像一个同心合意。
I want to be a part of a church.
我要在一个教会里。
That's at least as spiritual as a half-blind, overweight. Backslid priest.
至少要像至少在一个教会要像在以利这样子，至少要有那个程度的教会。我想在那个教会。
If somebody says to you, "I'm believing to be debt free,"
如果有人跟你说，我相信我可以不负债
，then you must say to them, "Amen."
你必须要对那个人说 ，Amen.
If somebody says to you, "I'm believing that as a woman." God will use my life.
如果我说我相信我是一个妇人，但是神能够用我的生命。
Don't say, well, now, sister, don't get excited.
然后不要说，哎，姐妹，你
no,
你不要太
remember, you're just
你不要太兴奋。
You're just a woman.
哦，你只是一个姐妹。
No, slow down now.
要慢慢的。
No, we must say amen.
我们必须要说 amen.
If a young person comes to you and says, I have a dream to be a missionary.
所以呢，有一个年轻人说，我想成为一个宣教士。
We must say.
我们要说阿们。
We get into agreement for the purpose of God.
我们为神的心意要同心合意。
Let's show at least as much love.
那我们至少可以这样子的来显明我们的爱。
Hannah,
就好像以利显明这个爱在哈拿身上。
Don't be clueless like Elkanah.
不要像他先生呢，完全不知道什么事。
Why do you want that? You have me.
你干嘛要这个呢？你有我就好了。
How many of you here want someone to agree with you tonight?
今天有多少人你需要人你想要想
有人跟你同心合意 You have a dream. Come on, wave your hand at me.
你有一个梦
You have a dream about something great in your life, and you're looking for someone to agree with you.
你希望有人跟你同心合意，能够达到这个梦想
You want God to use you?
你要神能用你
I say amen.
我说 amen.
You want to make it through your hard time?
你要度过你的难关吗
You know what I say?
你知道我说什么
Amen. Hallelujah. You want your church to grow?
你要你教会能够成长
Amen. That's what、amen. I want. You want to be debt free?
你要
不负债吗？你要突破
吗？阿门。
Everybody say hallelujah.
每个人说 hallelujah.
We got to get into agreement together.
我们一定要同心合意。
Number three, I'm out of time.
啊，没时间了。
I have to go to bed at 10 o'clock.
十点钟我就要上床了。Amen.
It takes longer when you have a wise guy for an interpreter. That's the problem. Dedication and commitment.
你要委身。
Did you notice how Hannah, before she ever had the child, she gave it to God?
你看 Hannah 还没有得到这孩子，她就把这个孩子奉献给神。
There's something, brothers and sisters, about an act of dedication.
有一个就是一个奉献给神这样子的一个举动。
Because I think maybe part of the delay for Hannah was that she wanted the baby for herself.
或许有一个迟延的原因是因为她要把这个孩子是占为己有。
And nothing happened, and nothing happened, and nothing happened.
然后呢就没有事情发生，没有事情发生。
But when she said, Lord,
当她说主
I'll give it to you.
我把这孩子给你。
I don't want to receive it. I want the purpose to pass through my life.
我不是只是要得着，而是让神的心意能够透过我成就。
And I'm willing to give it to you.
我愿意交给你。
That was when the miracle came.
就在那个时刻，神迹就起发生。
That was when the power of God touched her.
这就是神的能力触摸她。
Because Hannah thought she was just wanting a baby.
因为哈拿认为她只要一个婴儿。
But God had something far greater in mind.
但是神所要成就的是更大的事。
Because the child that God wanted to give her was Samuel.
因为神要给她的孩子是撒母耳。
And Samuel would be the prophet that would end the dark days of the judges.
而撒母耳这个先知会终止这个黑暗，在四世纪的黑暗。
He was more than just a cute baby to hold.
他不是只是一个很可爱的婴儿。
He was the purpose of God for the nation.
他是神对这个国家的心意。
And God was ready to do a miracle inside of Hannah.
神要在哈拿的里面做一个神迹。
That was so much bigger than she ever dreamed.
是比哈拿的梦想想都想不到的。
Samuel would be the one that would be a bridge from the dark days of the judges.
撒母耳会成为一个桥梁，从这个四世纪的黑暗时代。
To a man that God wanted to raise up by the name of David.
要一直要到一个神要兴起的一个人叫做大卫。
And Samuel would grow, and one day he would pour oil.On this young man, David.
所以撒母耳有一天他要把那个膏油浇在大卫的身上。
And the greatest king Israel has ever known.
这以色列最伟大的一位王。
Would come into place.
会进入到这世界。
Listen, 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 listen.
你要听。
You're desiring something.
你所想要的是一样东西。
Could it be that through you, God wants to do His greatest?
可不可能神透过你要做奇妙的事？
And if you give up in the hard times,
如果在困难里面你就放弃了
you won't come to your reaping time.
你就不会达到你收成的时刻
But if you're not weary in your well-doing,
如果你不灰心
and you keep praying,
你继续祷告
and you keep agreeing,
你同心合意
and you make a fresh commitment to God,
你对神有一个新鲜的奉献委身
something will be born out of your life that's bigger than what you can ever imagine.
那神在你生命里要诞生一个比你想象中更大的事
and God will not give just you a breakthrough.
神不但会给你一个突破
but he'll give your city or your nation or the world a breakthrough.
神要给你的城市、国家、世界一个突破。
Listen. This is not just a blessing conference.
这个不是只是一个祝福的聚会。
This is not just a time for us to come together and get another goosebump.
这不是我们这是再有一个好像有一个鸡皮疙瘩的时刻。
This is a time for the purpose of God to be born in us.
我们是要神的心意在我们里面诞生出来。
God wants to do something greater than just bless us.
神要做一个只是祝福比我们祝福我们更
大的事。He wants to bless this whole world through us.
神要透过我们来祝福这世界。
And we are the vessels.
我们就是器皿。
That he will use. Hallelujah.
他要用的器皿。
Something is about to happen that will bless you.
是有一件事要发生。
And bless the world.
神不但要祝福你，要祝福世界。
God's promise to Abraham was through you, the nations will be blessed. Hallelujah.
神给亚伯拉罕的应许就是透过我们要祝福这世界。
I'm going to close with this fourth point.
在第四点我就要结束。
And that is patience.
就是耐心。
I've been saying it all night.
整个晚上我都说。
You have to hold on.
你要抓住。
Until the harvest comes.
直到丰收。
Brothers and sisters, be patient with the process.
弟兄姐妹，在这个过程里面要有耐心。
Breakthrough doesn't happen overnight.
不是隔夜就会发生。
Breakthrough doesn't happen just because an evangelist prays for you.
突破不会只是因为一个传福音的人给你祷告一下，传道人给你祷告一下。
Breakthrough comes to the people that hold on in the hard times.
这个突破是来自于当在难处的时候，你仍然紧紧抓住。
In verse 20, it said that the baby was born.
第二十节就告诉我们说，这个婴孩诞生了。
And it says that the child came in due time.
在这个地方说日期满足。
In the process of time.
在时间需要有时间。
In the fullness of time.
日期满足。
If you don't hear anything else I've said tonight.
如果今天晚上你什么都没听见。
Remember this.
你要记住。
Don't be weary in well doing.
在行善不要灰心。
For in due season,
因为日期满足的时候
you will reap a harvest.
你会有大丰收
if you faint not.
如果你不放弃
we've all had times where there wasn't very much yellow.
我们都有一些时刻，好像在我们生命的色彩里不太有太多金黄色。
And maybe you're there tonight.
或许今天晚上你就在这个光景里。
I say to you,
我对你说，
Your resurrection is coming.
你的复活将要降临。
Your ticket is written.
你的机票已经写好了。
Hold on.
紧紧地抓住。
Will you stand?
让我们一起站立。
Come on, let's lift our hands to the Lord.
让我们一起向上帝举手。
Let's bless the Lord tonight.
让我们来。
Let's worship the Lord.
感谢敬拜我们的神。
Let's have the worship team come, and we're just going to have a time of worshiping the Lord here. And
我们现在就是要来敬拜赞美神。
I want to ask you to do one thing tonight.
我要要求你做一件事。
I want to ask you to recommit yourself to the Lord.
重新向上帝委身。
It's easy to get weary in hard times.
很多时候在难处的时候，我们就会灰心。
But if you'll take a step of faith and say, Lord, I commit myself to you.
但是我们凭信心说，我愿意奉献自己给你。
And I believe God will birth His greatest purpose in you.
我相信神要将一个极大的应许诞生在你里面。
Lift your hands to the Lord.
我们向上帝举手。
Let me pray for you.
让我为你祷告。
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
父啊，奉主耶稣基督的名。
I speak a blessing over your people.
哦，我宣告一个祝福在你的百姓当中。
Lord, I come against the weariness.
哦，我现在就来抵挡。
Even as we heard earlier tonight.If we wait on you,
如果我们等候你
if we wait on you,
如果我们等候你
we're going to renew our strength.
哦，我们就会重新得力
Lord, I just impart new strength and life.
说神啊，你就新的灵命，新的力量临到我们。
Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵来。
Break the chains of discouragement.
哦，一切的让我们灰心丧胆的这样子一个锁链被断开。
Lord, I pray fresh vision and strength into every person.
我们说一个新鲜的能力还有意向领
导我们。In the mighty name of Jesus.
哦，在伟大耶稣的名里面。
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we release a fresh watering right now. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Come on, let's believe for breakthrough in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Fill us with your purpose right now. Fill us with your purpose right now. Fill us with your purpose right now. Lord, let us become pregnant with your purpose, Lord. Let us become pregnant with your dream and your destiny, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you now. Before I turn it back to Pastor Tom,
在我把时间交还给刘同牧师之前,
how many of you in this room are willing to make a fresh commitment of your life to Jesus Christ? Even if you're tired,
虽然你很劳累,
even if you're in a trial,
虽然你在一个试炼的当中,
will you rededicate yourself to the Lord? Will you say, Lord, I'm never, ever going to give up.
你要不要对上帝说, 主啊, 我永远不会放弃。
I'm going to stay in the ministry.
我要留在我的侍奉的里面。
I'm going to stay in prayer.
我要留在祷告里。
I'm going to stay in faith.
我要留在信心里。
I'm going to keep trusting and believing.
我要继续的信靠。
I'm going to keep giving and serving.
我要继续的侍奉,
until the breakthrough comes.
直到突破来到。
How many will make that commitment? Wave at me in this
presence.
Father God, you see the commitment of your people.
哦,主啊,
Lord, let the blessing of Hannah come to them now.
哦,让那个哈娜的祝福来到,
and through this people,
通过这个百姓,
let a mighty revival be birthed, Lord.
哦,让一个复兴领导,
we declare breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough.
我们宣告突破,
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名,
and if you receive that blessing,
如果你接受这祝福,
if you receive that blessing,
如果你接受这个祝福,
just begin to shout hallelujah to the Lord. Come on, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 断开那个想要现在罢手的灵，求神灵来激动我们，断开那个灰心的灵，断开那个忧郁的灵，神的灵要自由运行在我们中间，带来释放，带来自由， receive it， 满领受，像哈拿那说我领受。
愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意。
上如同在天上，愿你回顾奇妙作为，彰显你同在，来翻转我生命。
今天晚上，无论你的心愿、你的梦想是什么，让我们在主的里面，我们彼此说：“我阿门你的梦想，我阿门你的心愿。”Amen。前后左右 ，Come on， 多几个。好，阿门你的梦想，我阿门你的心愿。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，至少给我们大家一点希望、盼望。我阿门你。我阿门你的梦想，阿门你的心愿，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。明天早上9点，明天更精彩，阿门。明天更精彩，哈利路亚。愿上帝祝福你们。